I'm Tom Rowe in Acre, and Philip Grant up in Rensselaer County and I are bringing you the WGXC Congressional Report, full of stories about what the candidates and representatives from the New York 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional districts have been up to this past week. Go to WGXC.org in the WGXC newsroom for complete coverage of your congressional representative.
Paul Kirby reports in the Daily Freeman that Representative Mark Molinaro and State Assemblyperson Chris Teague are complaining about a shortage of milk cartons. Molinaro, a Republican who represents the 19th Congressional District, said, and I quote, "Supply chain problems at one of the two major manufacturers of milk cartons in the United States has caused schools, hospitals, nursing homes, and other institutions in upstate New York to forego serving milk," end quote. Molinaro wrote to the Secretary of Agriculture, Tom Vilsack, asking him to use, and I quote, "any means at his disposal to swiftly provide relief and prevent a disruption like this from happening again," end quote. Molinaro also said, and I quote, "we saw how disruptive the baby formula shortage was. If this supply chain disruption persists, it's going to cause real harm for young people and local farmers," end quote. Teague, a Republican who represents Greene and Schoharie County, said, and I quote, "there are obvious solutions like opting for recyclable plastic bottles and dispensers and cups, but the anti-milk Democrats aren't even attempting to implement these options. How we can handle this shortage will set a precedent for the availability of milk in schools, and right now it's not going in the right direction," end quote. No Democrats have come out against milk. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
Kevin Frey reports for New York State of Politics that Representative Mark Molinaro says he will vote for an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. Molinaro, a Republican, did not say why he wanted to start the impeachment against the Democrat president. Molinaro said, and I quote, "I think that the president needs to be held accountable and that there needs to be answers to some very serious questions regarding impropriety," end quote. Top House Democrat Representative Akeem Jeffries of Brooklyn said, and I quote, "why are the extreme MAGA Republicans wasting so much time on these efforts? It's because the extreme MAGA Republicans have nothing to show for their narrow, fading, and decreasing majority," end quote. The story does not speculate on why the Republicans are starting an impeachment inquiry into the president or what specifically he may have done wrong. Republicans are expected to vote for the impeachment inquiry on December 13th. And you can read more about this story at New York State of Politics. Brendan J. Lyons and Joshua Solomon report in the Times Union that New York Court of Appeals ruled on December 12th that the state's congressional lines must be redrawn again. This time, New York's Independent Redistricting Commission will again attempt to draw the lines. A 4-3 majority of the court sided with the Democratic plaintiffs and ordered the Independent Redistricting Commission to submit new maps to the Democrat-controlled legislature by the end of February. Congressional lines are redrawn every 10 years after the census, but in New York they have been redrawn several times by a special master appointed by the court and by the Independent Redistricting Commission. New Yorkers flipped several congressional districts from Democrats to Republicans in the 2022 election, and Democrats hope the new lines will help them win back those seats and win back a majority in the House of Representatives. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Republican Representatives Mark Molinaro and Elise Stefanik voted to begin an impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden on December 13th, even though no Republicans could explain what specifically they were investigating. All 221 Republicans voted for the impeachment inquiry, and all 212 Democrats voted against. Stefanik released a statement that hinted that the investigation was because of Joe Biden's son, Hunter, and his private business dealings. Molinaro would only say voting for the inquiry gives Republicans more subpoena power, but did not say what specifically they will investigate. President Biden called the inquiry a, and I quote, "baseless political stunt that even Republicans in Congress admit is not supported by facts," end quote.
This has been the WGXC Congressional Report, tracking the votes, statements, positions, and campaigns of the representatives and candidates for the 18th, 19th, 20th, and 21st congressional seats in New York. Go to WGXC.org for more information.